some of you may not know, last Sunday afternoon, one of our teenage boys and his brothers and his friends was out riding four-wheelers and had a wreck over here on Anawakie Road. Wednesday night at 9:40, they turned the ventilator off, and Eli Butler went home to be with the Lord. 15 years old. I didn't even realize it till we were at the funeral home and got to looking at the pictures. Brother Lamar, they've been here. That's granddad and grandmother sitting right there. They've been here since Eli was a baby. He was just a little billy feller. I've known him all his life. We were sitting at the hospital on Monday. Brother Charles, my assistant pastor, and his wife, he's preaching off this morning, so they're not here. Sister Janice is most of y'all, if you're from here, you know, she don't say a lot. Sister Janice is very quiet. I was squatted down beside her chair in the waiting room on Monday, and Brother Charles and Sister Janice just a few months ago lost a grandson, 22 years old. And I was just sitting there kind of listening to Brother Charles talk, and Sister Janice leaned over and started kind of whispering in my ear. And she said, "Brother Eddie, you know that verse in Proverbs? Chapter 13 and verse number 12, where it says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life." I said, "Yes, ma'am, I've read that." I said, "I've never given it a whole lot of thought." She said, "Well, I have." She said, "When we come in these circumstances, like where we are today and with Jared," she said, "when somebody's old and somebody's sick and we've been standing by a hospital bed, you know, you're kind of even wishing the process would speed up. You watch somebody suffer for so long and you kind of wish, well, I wish they could just go on and be at rest, because we know where they're going when they die."
That's right. That's right.
But she said, "When these times come, when it's these little ones, these that are so unexpected and things that you never dreamed of," she said, "this verse became real to me." She said, "Brother Eddie, you know, as long as there's life, as long as there's a breath, there's hope."
Amen.
There's hope. I believe, Brother Lamar, the doctors can say what they want, but me and Joseph pretty much agreed that when Eli's head hit the pavement, the Lord took him out of here. But as we stood in that ICU room beside him, with the machines hooked to him, as long as that line on that little screen went up and down, every one of us had hope. Every one of us had hope. When you deal with that loved one who has been on drugs for so many years, or first one thing and then the other, as long as there's life, there's hope. But when that life is gone, and here's what Janice said, I'll never forget, as long as I live, she looked me dead in my eyes with big old tears in her eyes, and she said, "Sick. Sick." Driving to the hospital on Monday, Levi went with me. He's in Colorado preaching for Brother Caleb this morning. But all the way to the hospital, I said, "Levi, I want to pull over and throw up." I said, "I'm just sick at my stomach. There's heartache, there's hurt, and there's pain. But then there's just when it's intensified even more, it's sick. I want to preach to you for a few minutes this morning on this thought. When life makes you sick, I don't know if anybody's ever been there. I know I have. Probably far too many times in my life, I've been there where life just seemed to make you want to vomit. When it seems like it's almost more than you can possibly bear. Now you tell me, how do you bury a 15-year-old son? How do you bury your husband and 9 weeks later you bury your boy? How do you do that? I walked into the hospital on Monday. I told Levi, I said, I guarantee you I'm going to walk in that waiting room and Christy's going to yell at me. That's his mama. He said, what do you mean, Dad? I said, she's going to look at me in my face. She's going to scream, why? We walked in the door and Christy was sitting on the couch and she turned around and she said, I just got one thing to say to you. Why? You talk about being at a loss? I don't know. I honestly don't know. We could come up with all the catchphrases and, well, you know, the Lord knows what He's doing and He's in a better place, blah, 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 blah. I ain't got a clue. I've been your pastor for 22 years. I don't know. Is it okay to be honest? Oh, preacher's supposed to have all the answers. No, no, no. Glenn Beck don't have the answers for this. All the scientists in the world don't have the answer for this. I don't know. Sister Janice said, this is from one of the most spiritual ladies I probably know. She said, Brother Eddie, it doesn't matter how spiritual you are. She said, it doesn't matter how many verses you read in your Bible every day. She said, it doesn't matter how much you pray every day. It doesn't matter how faithful you are. It don't change the hurt one little bit. Doesn't change it one little bit. She said, I don't care. It's still sickening. She said, but I do know this. Without God, we'd go crazy. Without the Lord, we'd just lose our mind and flip out. We got in the truck to come home. I believe Brother Freddie rode home with us, didn't you? I think that was Wednesday. That was Wednesday. And I looked at them guys, I said, she don't know it. She just preached me a message. And I sat beside her at the funeral home last night. I said, Miss Janice, I don't know if I need your permission, but can I preach your sermon? She said, go ahead, honey. Brother Charles does it all the time. This morning, for a few minutes, I want to tell you as best as I can. I don't have all the answers, but this book has most of them. I want to tell you what to do when life makes you sick. What to do when life makes you sick. Turn to Proverbs chapter number 3. Just go back to your left a few pages. Proverbs chapter number 3. Give you four thoughts this morning and we're going to go and have this funeral today. Please pray somebody gets saved here today. Well, that would sure help make some sense out of this. Eli played on the 2015 Temple Middle School state champion baseball team. His whole baseball team's going to be here in their uniform. They're going to sit in the choir. Well, wouldn't it be something one of his baseball team got down here and got saved this morning, this afternoon? Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with what? All thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Number one this morning, when life makes you sick, lean. When life makes you sick, lean. We sing an old song in the hymn book, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. There's another song that says, learning to lean. Do you know leaning on the Lord takes some learning? Our kids sing the song. They'll sing it in the funeral, I think, today. I'm not sure. But it says, when I first started walking with the Lord, I didn't really trust Him. But now I've been through enough to know that He'll be enough. Are you listening to me? When life makes you sick and you can't sustain yourself and you don't have the answers and you don't have the words and you don't know what to do and you don't know what to say, hey, I'm telling you, you can lean on the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever just felt like you just done everything you know to do and you just need somebody to lean on? I'm glad. Hey, there's days. Listen, I love Brother Lamar. He is my friend. We've shot bows together and we've talked hunting and fishing and I mean, we're just friends. But if I needed somebody to lean on today, if I had a trouble, if I had a problem, I would not go to Brother Lamar. Are you listening to me? You say, why not? His problems today are bigger than mine. What I'm saying is the very best of friends have bad days too. But there's not a day, there's not a time, there's not a minute, there's not an hour that you cannot lean on the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know what you came in with this morning. You dressed up for church and you look all good, but at heart may be busted inside. Maybe you're not burying a 15-year-old child today, but you got the problems of your own. I feel certain I'm preaching to somebody right now. Lean on Him. I know it's a secular song and I probably shouldn't mention it, but I thought about that old song that said, lean on me. When? When you're not strong. When I'm weak, I'm glad I have one who's not weak. When my strength is gone and my courage is gone and when my hope is gone. Yes, amen. You don't know what hope is till you ain't got it.
That's right.
When my hope is gone. Hope deferred. Deferred, it means put off, postpone, set aside. When hope is gone. When hope is gone. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. When life makes you sick, lean. Lean. You saw these people get up and come to this altar this morning. Sister Diane is probably one of the brokenest, hardest, she's got the brokest heart I've ever seen. There you go. I'll get it out somewhere or another. Never seen anybody grieve any harder than she has this past week. But I watched her get up while the choir was singing and make her way. If you're wondering why we're all wearing Georgia Bulldogs today, Eli was a Bulldog fan. She made her way to this altar. Right behind her, about 20 of our women, and they just gathered around her and prayed. You know what she's doing? Leaning. Leaning. Probably got up this morning with the thought, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Have you ever had the question in your mind, I don't know what I would do? If this happened to me or that happened to me or if the Lord took this one or if the Lord took that one, I don't know how I would make it. There's only one way you can. Lean. When you can't stand on your own, you can lean on Him. When life makes you sick, lean. Look at Matthew chapter number 22. Matthew chapter number 22. I want everybody looking at the Bible. I'm going to give you a second. I'll wait till the pages stop turning. Matthew chapter number 22. When life makes you sick, lean. Secondly, when life makes you sick, look at verse number 37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. I said, when life makes you sick, lean. But secondly, when life makes you sick, love. Are you listening to me? When life makes you sick, not just lean on the Lord, but love Him. Even when you want to fuss at Him. Even when you want to look at God and say, why? Why me? Why this? Why now? Why today? Why am I going through what I'm going through? When we don't understand Him, we should still love Him. Because He still, in spite of it all, forgave us of our sin, went to Calvary, shed His blood for it, buried, rose again, sitting at the right hand of God on high. No matter the worst that can happen, we're going to heaven when we die. If we're saved, love Him. Miss Diane, I know it's hard today, but love Him. He got you this far. He'll get you on through tomorrow. Hey, I'm saying, church, love Him this morning. Love Him, love Him. Hey, you'll never go wrong loving God. Oh, it'll cure what ails you. You get to loving on God, you know what He does? Let me lay something on you. It's pretty heavy. I got two little grandbabies I'm looking at this morning. This is my girls. I got my Caroline, that's my princess. And I got my Zoe, that's our baby. There ain't nothing in this world makes Papa feel better. Have one of them babies in his lap. Have my little toot whistles, what I call Caroline. She'll crawl up my lap, she'll say, I'm Papa's baby. Mistreating her is the last thing on my mind. You know what happens when she starts loving on me? I'm a whole lot bigger than she is. I start loving on her. When I start loving on God, He's a whole lot bigger than I am. He starts loving on me. I do my best to get my arms around Him, but He just scoops me up at His. Hallelujah. How don't it feel good when God says it's okay? I got you. I got you. We're going to make it through this. Hey, I've been with you yesterday. I'll be with you today. And I'll be with you tomorrow. When life makes you sick, lean on Him. When life makes you sick, love Him. Love Him. Do you love Him this morning? Do you love Him? I know sometimes it's tough. I promise you, I don't know how many times I went back and forth to Grady Hospital this week. But every time I'm driving, well, that sick feeling in my gut. Sick. And I'm praying, God, what do we say? What do we do? I mean, I'm looking at God like, what do you want me to do now? What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to do? There was only one thing came to my mind. I felt like the Lord said, love me, love them. Yeah. A pastor asked me this week, he said, I'll never understand why you and your church go through the tragedies that you do. I believe I got the answer. I believe God sends them to us. Because He knows we won't go through the motions. It won't be just another funeral to us. We're going to weep with them. And we're going to love them. When life makes you sick, love Him, love them. So many times tragedy comes and we put up a wall. Bad thing to do. You say, well, nothing ever hurt me anymore. Yeah, but nothing ever bless you anymore either. You put up that wall, you put up that shell, and you say, nobody will ever hurt me anymore. Yeah, but you'll never know joy anymore, and you'll never know happiness anymore. Hey, open yourself up. Hey, love Him and love them. Somebody told me in the parking lot at the funeral home yesterday, said, preacher, I don't know what to say. I said, don't say nothing. Put your arm around them, cry with them. Go get them a Kleenex. Go sign that book. Probably a few days from now, Christy will start flipping through that book, amazed at the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that came. You say, oh, they won't notice if I'm not there. Oh, yeah. Love him. Love them. When life makes you sick, lean on him. Love him. Thirdly, go back to Proverbs chapter number 17. You're probably not going to like this one. Proverbs chapter number 17. This seems like the craziest thing to do in all the world when you're so heartbroken, you want to throw up. When you're so heartbroken that hope is gone and you're sick at your stomach. Look at verse number 37, Proverbs 17, verse number 22, I'm sorry. I know y'all are going, there ain't a 37. Proverbs 17, 22, watch this. A what kind of heart?
A merry
heart doeth good like a what?
Medicine,
but a broken spirit drieth the bones. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. What does medicine do? It treats a symptom. It treats the effect of an illness. A headache, the pain is just the evidence of something that's wrong. Am I right? You go to the cabinet, you get some Advil or a good old BC powder. What that does, it doesn't fix the problem. Do you understand that? But it nulls the pain. The Bible said a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. When life makes you sick, lean on the Lord. Love the Lord. Thirdly, watch, stay with me now, laugh. Somebody said to me at the funeral home last night, I was about to leave, and they said, Brother Eddie, I'm real worried about Christy. I said, you ain't got to worry about Christy. They said, no, I'm worried. She's in denial. She's just in denial. She's too happy. She's laughing way too much. I said, no, you're wrong. She's coping. Leave her alone. Are y'all listening to me? Let her laugh, let her cut up, let her reminisce.
Yeah. Amen.
That's medicine.
Yeah.
A merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Amen.
I thought about it last night. I've never thought about it. I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds, Brother William, of funerals we've done. But it never fails at the funeral home what we do every time. Even with Jared, 22 years old. Even with Eli, 15 years old, we sit around the funeral home, and you know what we do? We laugh. And we tell stories. I remember this, and I remember that. And then we'll cry a little bit, and then we'll laugh a little bit more, and then we'll cry a little bit more, and then we'll laugh a little bit more. Hey, that merry heart is like a medicine. It's good to laugh. I woke up this morning, I could see that little old boy smile. I could see his eyes. Some girl ought to have his eyes. He had the prettiest eyes of any boy I ever known. I could see him in that baptistry. And I could hear him down there in that altar praying for his daddy when he had cancer. Every time we come to the altar, he'd pray out loud. I was in the shower this morning. I don't know why. I just got tickled. I just started laughing. I said, Lord, thank you for letting me know that kid. Thank you for letting me be his preacher. We can laugh. We can come to a funeral and smile. We can come to something as tragic as we're coming here today and rejoice. You say, how can you rejoice? We know where he's at. He's with his daddy. Better than that, he's with Jesus. We know exactly where he is. Heartbroken, yes. Sick to our stomach. But yet we can laugh. And it does us good. Don't look at Christy like she's weird. There'll be a time when you need to laugh too. I was preaching in Arkansas, I don't know, last week, week before last, sometime. And I didn't know, how low I was. I didn't know. I was just kind of numb from, we just buried my stepdad just a few weeks ago. And the preacher said, Brother Eddie, we want to take you fishing on Wednesday. We're going to pick you up at daylight. I said, all right, just whatever y'all want to do. I'm just doing it to please him. The preacher and his assistant, they picked me up. And we got in that boat. I thought we were just going fishing. It was more like going to the doctor. We laughed and cut up. I thought I'd wet my pants two or three times. And we got done that day, and I said, boys, y'all don't know how much I needed that. I didn't know how much I needed that. It felt good. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. When life makes you sick, lean. Lean on him. Lean on him. It ain't drugs you need. It's Jesus you need. Are we okay? Everybody's got something to help you. Oh, do this, do that, do this, do that. Lean on him. Lean on him like you never have. Lean not to your own understanding, Proverbs said. Don't lean on what you think. Don't lean what on everybody. I tell you what I'd do. Don't pay no attention to that stuff. Don't pay no attention to that stuff. Here's what you need to do. You need to do this. You need to lean on him. Lean not to your own understanding. You can't make sense out of this. Jason, we couldn't sit down and figure this out if we tried. So we're just going to have to lean on him. The only one who really does know. When life makes you sick, lean on the Lord. Love the Lord. Love him. Even though you want to shake your fist at him. Even though you want to get a little bit bitter and you want to get a little bit sideways and you want to say, God, this ain't fair.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
You still got to love him. Why? Because he's still God. And he's the only thing that's going to get you through this. He's the only thing that's going to make sense out of any of this. Love him. How did he say? With all your heart. With all your soul. With all your mind. Love him. When life makes you sick, lean on the Lord. Love the Lord. Laugh. Ecclesiastes, Psalms, Proverbs, keep going to your right. You'll hit Ecclesiastes. And I'm done. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. To everything there is a season. And a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down. A time to build up. Verse number 4 says there is a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn. Time to dance. There's a time to weep. There's time to mourn. But he closed out mourning and weeping with a time to dance. That's a rejoicing. I'm not talking about boot scooting boogie down at the Electric Cowboy or whatever. I'm talking about rejoicing in the Lord. When life makes you sick, lean, love, laugh, and I'm done with this. Live. Live. There's a time to mourn. Sister Diane, if your heart wasn't broken, you'd be weird. Are you listening to me? Something be wrong. When I was sitting on the airplane and I got the voicemail from my sister that Pop had died, and I was in New York and my family's 1,000 miles away, if my heart had not broken inside my chest, something would be wrong with me. You ever, I don't know the terminology for it, my wife may, but there's a medical condition that you can have where you feel no pain. I mean, you stab yourself and you don't feel it. I don't know what that's called, but that's weird. Pain is there to let you know you're human. Are you listening? There's a time to mourn. I'm telling you, me and Brother William's going to stand behind this pulpit here in 2 hours. And our hearts is going to break, and they already are, for this family. But this is his family also. There's time to mourn. There's time to dance. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying life goes on. So I don't know what we're going to do without Eli. There's still a Joseph. Are we okay, Brother Lamar? I don't want to be too... There's still Joseph. There's still a Christy, and there's still an Emily. And there's still some grandbabies that love you with all their heart. What are you saying? We got to go on. We got to live. Mama, Pop's in heaven, but we're still here, and we got to live. I got over at Mama's. I don't know what day it was, day before yesterday, one day this week. Was weed eating her yard, trimming bushes. And it just hit me, I was weed eating down the bank in front of her house. And I was weed eating that bank. And I was thinking, Pop used to do this. Pop used to keep this place looking so good. But he ain't here. He can't do it no more. But I'm still here. I get to do what he no longer can. We got to live. We got to go on. David, Brother Todd, y'all come and get us a song if you would. King David had a little boy to die. His little son. He died. While the little boy was sick, David sat in sackcloth and ashes. That was a symbol of mourning. David sat in those sackcloth and ashes and he fasted. He went without food. And when they came and told David that his son had died, the Bible said that he got up and he washed his face. And he ate and changed his clothes. And they said, while the boy was sick, you sat in sackcloth and ashes and you mourned. But now the boy's dead, and now you're going to eat and you're going to wash your face? He said, well, I can't bring him back to me. But I can go where he's at. There's no way I can bring Eli back here. There's no way I can bring Papa Wayne back here. I can go where he's at. I can go where they are. And I'm glad for the child of God. Melrose Cemetery ain't the end. When it seems like all hope is gone, we have hope. When this thing seems such finality. It's it. This is it. There's no more. Yeah, there is. For those who know God, there's still tomorrow. When life makes you sick, lean on Him. Love Him. Laugh. Live. Let's stand to our feet.